Imagine your thumb pauses mid-scroll because a logo does something unusual. Not just a striking color, but a tiny imagined texture and a chime that pops into your head. That kind of memory grabs attention because it's more than sight. It's a shortcut into someone's recollection.
I can feel that. But real talk, imagined textures sound great on a podcast. How do we actually prototype that without a big budget?
Totally fair. We'll keep this practical. Think single, disciplined tweaks that tie to your brand promise. One tactile rule, one short sound motif, one motion rule. Start there. Measure, then expand.
Okay, give me a concrete win, not theory, an actual example where this moved the needle.
We worked with a small coffee roaster. Visuals were fine, but sales plateaued. We added a linen embossed sleeve and a two-note rising motif in short digital spots in checkout. 8 weeks in, recall jumped 28% in our A/B test, and repeat purchases climbed 12%.
Hold up. 28%? Was that a blind A/B or a small sample? I'm wondering if seasonality or targeting could have skewed it.
Good question. It was a controlled A/B on the same audience segment over 8 weeks, matched traffic and spend. The tactile sleeve and motif were the only changes on the test path.
Got it. That makes me trust the result more.
Quick vendor note. Small, tactile changes, linen emboss, soft touch, are often low incremental cost if you design them as repeatable elements and ask vendors for a dye-proof up front. Planning saves money.
Exactly. Pick a texture and make it a band or seal, something repeatable, so setup costs stay low.
Right, that eases the sticker shock. But for listeners who aren't familiar with sound design, can we do a quick audio-friendly demo to make a motif tangible?
Let's do it. Think of a five-note motif as your brand heartbeat. Two short notes, one longer emotional lift.
Wait, two short notes? Say that again, quickly.
Two short, then a sustained lift, then a quick resolution. Hum it in your head. Da, 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 da. That sustain is the emotional hook.
I'm humming it. It already feels like a tiny memory seed.
Practically, record the hum on a phone, trim to 300 to 800 milliseconds in a free editor. Export MP3 for web tests and WAV for higher fidelity use in ads. Low barrier, fast feedback.
Two quick design rules for sonic distinctness. Choose a timbre that matches your brand. Plucked strings for artisan, bells for upbeat tech, and keep the motif short and repeated everywhere. Consistency builds the link.
And don't rip off a competitor's chime. That was a real problem, right?
Yep. We saw customer confusion when two local brands use near identical chimes. Your sensory choice must be tied to your unique promise. Otherwise, it dilutes both signals.
Right. Distinct, repeatable, and meaningful. Now motion. Keep it rule-based and minimal. Pick one easing curve and a short duration range and apply it everywhere.
Give me an example of a simple rule a small team could implement.
And watch performance budgets. A single 300 millisecond animation is fine. Repeated 1200 millisecond animations are not. Keep files small and test on slower devices.
Okay, tactile, sonic, motion. But how do you test these without overcomplicating things?
Run three focused experiments for a week each. One, 100 tactile sleeves or a textured sample pushed in a single campaign and measure social engagement and recall. Two, deploy the five-note motif in an ad or checkout in A/B test clicks. Three, apply one motion rule on a high traffic module and measure scroll through and conversion.
Keep variables controlled. Test one sensory change at a time so you actually know what's moving metrics.
A production shortcut. Include a vendor brief template in your materials so printers quote cleanly. We put a simple brief in the downloads at mgwdstudios.com/submit, and it shaves weeks off timelines.
Studio case in under a minute. A lifestyle brand swapped a glossy sticker for a soft touch band on mailers and added a four-note motif to the email open animation. Unboxing post-engagement rose 35%,
Welcome Series clicks up 9%. They didn't redesign the logo, just layered sensory signals.
That's the elegant bit. New retrieval paths for the same story. No reinvention required.
Before we summarize, quick caution. Less is more. Start with one sensory thread and measure. Resist the urge to layer everything at once. That's how brands end up noisy instead of memorable.
Okay, bullet-style recap. Spoken. First, choose one disciplined sensory tweak tied to your promise. Second, prototype fast with low-cost tools, phone recordings, small print runs, a single motion token. Third, measure with week-long ABs and clear KPIs, recall, engagement, conversion.
And the three experiments to try this week, order 100 tactile sleeves and test them in one campaign. Record an AB, a five-note motif in an ad or checkout flow. Implement a single motion rule on a high-traffic module and watch the funnel. Templates, vendor briefs, and export guidelines are at mgwdstudios.com/submit. Register to access them.
If you don't have a studio, don't sweat it. A phone, basic paper stock, and consistent rules are enough to move the needle.
And if you're outsourcing, hand vendors a one-page brief with your tag title area, repeat pattern, and color callouts. That short doc saves hours and avoids costly back and forth.
Quick, creative exercise. Close your eyes for 20 seconds and imagine the single tactile element your brand could own. Its weight, temperature, how it sounds when handled. Hold that image. Treat it like a tiny design brief.
I could feel mine. That little sensory sketch is surprisingly clarifying.
And that's a wrap for today. Remember, start small, be distinct, and measure. If this sparked something, try one experiment this week and upload your results at mgwdstudios.com/submit to grab the templates and vendor briefs.
Thanks for listening to The Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this helped, subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a creator who needs a nudge.
Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook. Imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively.